Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As you already know, we are still feeling the pain at the pump with gas prices at an all-time high in certain areas. And here's the interesting thing. Some of the gas prices between Minneapolis and St. Paul, you go to some gas stations and it's down 20 cents. And then you'll go to the next community and it's right back up to where it was, $4.79. It's just really strange to me. Well, as you sit and you pay attention to all of this, you may be wondering if now is the time to start considering an electric vehicle. University of St. Thomas School of Engineering professor Dr. John Abraham joins us now to talk about what we should know about electric vehicles. Welcome to WCCO, sir. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure being on tonight. Thanks for inviting me.
Electric vehicles, we've been talking about it for a long time. And what's interesting to me is that some of my friends that believed in it from the very beginning, had their cars for maybe 7 years, decided, you know what, I'm going to get something different and put some gas in the car. Have you been hearing more about that?
No, I've actually been hearing the opposite. What I've heard is the people who have bought electric vehicles, especially recently, are very impressed with them. I, in fact, bought my first electric vehicle 2 years ago, and the performance is just unworldly. These cars perform really, really well, and we don't have to worry about the price increase of gasoline. I know you mentioned that in the lead into the story, and gas has been really expensive lately, but as I drive my electric car, I don't have to worry about those prices at all. And so I think actually the trend is for more electric vehicles. And I've actually heard very few people who've had second thoughts about e-vehicles. There are some things that you need to think about carefully before you buy an e-vehicle. They're not right for everyone, and they're not right for every driving situation. But for in-town driving, man, they are a really sweet deal.
In-town driving, I absolutely agree. However, there are some that are, you know, going an hour and a half to 2 hours, you know, taking their time to get to the Twin Cities for work. And I find it interesting, the more questions I asked about the infrastructure for these electric cars, the more I'm convinced we don't have enough. We don't have enough places to stop and get it. I mean, sometimes you pass Hy-Vee. I think they have about 6 to 8 different parking spaces just for that. But it's 6 to 8. And if all of us had electric cars, we would definitely need more infrastructure. Do you agree?
I do agree. And you know, people can charge up while they're out and about. And, you know, if you go shopping for an hour, you can charge for an hour. But what really you need to do is you need to be able to charge overnight. And so the current cars get around 250, maybe 300 miles when they're fully charged. And you essentially need to have them stationed at a charging bank overnight. Now, what I do is I charge it overnight at my house. In fact, I plugged mine into my solar panel, so I'm literally driving on sunlight. But if you're someone who drives 200, 300 miles a day and don't have a quick charging station at home, that it's going to be a challenge for you And the EV market really isn't geared toward you. The EV market is geared toward people, I'd say, who drive 100 miles or less a day and are able to get their car back to a charging station at least once a day, preferably overnight. So it really depends on personal usage. But for people who can live, for people who drive under a scenario where charging works, it is really a dream come true.
So we used to see electric vehicles on the lots along with those that take the guzzle, you know, the gas. And, you know, every time I would go into, I'm a Volvo girl. I just, you know, love those cars. And I would go in to see if I could get a used car. And no one ever suggested an electric car to me. And I'm trying to figure out if it's because the dealerships do not want to deal with more of the electric cars. They don't make as much. Is that it?
Well, in terms, if you mean they're not making and selling as many electric vehicles as combustion cars, that's true. Right now, electric vehicles are about 10% of the market. Mm-hmm. Sounds small, but it's really growing rapidly, and a number of companies are so excited about electric vehicles. Look, the automotive companies know what the future is, and they all know that electric vehicles are the future, and they are all transitioning away from combustion cars toward electric cars. Now, why are they doing that? Because they can get better performance, and they can. They know that electric vehicles are going to be the future. So if you want to know where the trend is heading, look at what the car companies are doing. So the other thing about electric vehicles is that, at least for some vehicles, the demand has been so high, and there have been some supply chain slowdowns that we've seen throughout a number of industries,
right,
that it can take a while to get your electric car. I was able to walk up to a lot, pick out my car, and drive home that day, but other people have to order their cars ahead of time because of the long lead times and high demand. So you just want to be cautious and think about how you're going to purchase the car. But every year, there's more and more electric cars out there, more and more offerings. They're getting better and better, and it's an inexorable trend toward the future where more people are going to be driving electric cars. And in fact, I expect that by the end of this decade, most new cars sold will be electric vehicles in the U.S.
So how do you convince people of that then? I keep talking to people about electric. I've even looked at them. My brother took my mom on a vacation, and they rented, what do they call it? Both, it has both gas and electric. So what are those called? Hybrids. And he really loved it. He loved it. It wasn't as much room in the car, but he really loved it, and so did my mom. So what are you hearing from those that are trying to figure it out? It's already difficult to buy a a car with fuel. It's already difficult, and because the prices are so crazy. What about for the electric cars? Are the prices coming down slowly?
Let me talk about that. Prices absolutely are coming down, but let me ask you a question. How many miles are on your car, or how many miles do you think you'll drive your car before you get rid of it? 100,000, 150,000?
I would actually like this car to go up to 350,000, and I'm at 115 now.
Okay. So 350,000 miles, about how many miles per gallon do you get?
Oh, my gosh.
25?
I
say 25.
Know.
That's typical.
I really don't know.
And then how much? I bet it's around 25. How much do you think a gallon of gas on average costs? Maybe about $4?
No, not on average. You mean here in the state of Minnesota, or you mean beyond?
How much do you pay for gas? Per gallon.
I pay $4. Just the other day, I paid $4.59. That's a 20-cent drop. And I wish I had filled up, and I didn't.
So over 350,000 miles in your car, mm-hmm. Do you know how much money you'll, just in gas, do you know how much you will pay in just gas? You're going to pay $64,000.
And what in electricity?
What's that?
What in electricity? For an electric car, what would it cost?
You know, it depends on your power source. So, for example, I have solar panels on my house, so I actually drive for free. But if you do, if you are connected to a grid, you're going to pay less in electricity costs than you will pay in gas costs. Gas costs are a huge expenditure for people. And when you go electric, you get a far more efficient ride, so you save money. But you also save money in other ways. you don't have to go in and get oil changes. You don't have to have a lot of the service work that you would get with a combustion car. You have fewer moving parts. So there's savings in gas. There's savings in maintenance. And so there's a wide variety of reasons that people go electric. But if you were to ask me, how do I convince someone to try an electric car? The answer is get them to try one. Get them to have a test drive. Get behind the wheels of one of these cars, give it a drive, see how you like it. Now, I'm a blue-collar kind of guy. I'm not a fancy-schmancy guy. So my electric car is the Chevy Bolt. It's a practical car that gets me where I want. It's got all the bells and whistles I could want. And for some people, a simple electric car like that is a great choice. Some people want to soup up and go to a Tesla. And some people want to get these new pickup trucks. But whatever floats your boat, you can find it in the electric vehicle market, and you're going to see more offerings come online. They're going to be better and better every year, but already electric vehicles are outperforming traditional combustion cars. And my recommendation for anyone who's even considering an electric vehicle is go take a test drive. Find any dealer that offers electric vehicles, take a test drive and see what you think. It's going to be a mind-opening experience if you haven't done it before.
And my suggestion is that we have more stations where people can plug in. If over here in North Minneapolis, where I live, I haven't seen anything until you get into Robbinsdale, right? And I'm constantly looking, okay, does that little gas station or that big gas station have it? You know, I don't understand why we don't have more places where people can stop and get there to fill up, charge it up for this electric car. I don't understand that.
Yeah, that's a really good question, and that infrastructure is coming online. It's coming online slower than we want. But if you can get a charger in your garage, and by the way, my garage charger cost about $600. So I have a charging station in my garage, and I plug it in every night. I've actually never used a charging station at any other location than my house. The next most important place to have a charging station is at your place of work, and there are many people who work at places where you drive to work, you can plug it in, charge it, and then drive home. But if you're driving 100 miles or less a day, you don't even need that. You just need to charge overnight. And you can do that from the comfort of your own home. So what you say is right. We do need more charging stations. We need it to be more convenient. But for people who are thinking of making the jump into the e-vehicle market, you only need two things. You need a charger in your garage for about $600, and then you need to buy the electric vehicle, and that's it. And so it's
no, that's not it. You also need no, that's not it. I think you would need a generator as well, because when these storms roll in, let's just say we have some terrible thunderstorms, lightning is hitting, blah blah blah. Okay, if your electricity goes out, then your car stops pulling from the electricity. Am I correct?
Yeah, you are right. If that's a really good point you made. If we lose power. And we have a power outage for a number of days in a row, you will have to find a place to recharge your car. Frankly, fortunately, that's a pretty rare event. I mean, I don't recall that happening in at least Minneapolis in the last number of years, but you are right. If a storm comes in and knocks out power, you will have to find alternative charging for those days. You're right about that. Fortunately, that's pretty rare.
Well, thank goodness
it is rare. I think you should come over to my house and we should go for a drive. It'll be a lot of fun. We could maybe even do a little airing of a show while we're driving. If you've ever gotten behind one of these the steering wheels of one of these vehicles, you'll be really impressed by how convenient they are, how easy they are to operate, and how much fun they are. And it's definitely the wave of the future. People are noticing them more on the roads. The infrastructure is slowly catching up, but it is a viable transportation source for a lot of people, and more people are jumping on the bandwagon every year. It's pretty exciting.
I can imagine, and thank you so much for the offer. Of course, for me, I see these small electric cars. I'm looking for the big honkers to see how that's going to go and how much energy will they need. Well, I'm so sorry I have to close down our interview, but Professor John Abraham, thank you so much for joining us. He's a professor at the University of St. Thomas School of Engineering, and I hope we can have you back again.
It was a pleasure to be on. You have a great night.
Thank you, sir.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.